The darkest hour has only 60 minutes. It's a very comforting thought to remember when you find yourself in the midst of troublesome times. I know that sometimes in life you feel like you're in a fog, lots of times in fact, but always remember that above it all, the sun is always shining, and you just need to make it through the fog. Thank God life's troubles and trials are usually only very temporary. I'm reminded of the time the renowned author Mark Twain and his friend William Howells were coming out of church one morning. It started to rain very heavily, and Howells asked, "Do you think it will stop?" "It always has," answered Twain. Well, here's a few more thoughts, puns and proverbs about troubles and the various reasons we have them. It was again Mark Twain who once observed in his later years, "I'm an old man who's had many troubles, most of which never happened." It's so true that if you examine your troubles, you'll often find your name stamped on them as the manufacturer. In fact, if you could kick the person who is most responsible for your troubles, you probably wouldn't be able to sit down for a week. You know, people react differently in times of trouble. Trouble causes some people to go to pieces, others to come to their senses. And whatever you do, never brood over your troubles, or you're certain to hatch despair. And never bear more than one kind of trouble at a time. Some people bear three: all they have now, all they have had, and all they expect to have. And do you know why you can be happy when your troubles are at their worst? Because it means that whatever else happens is bound to be an improvement. When we think about people, trouble grows. When we think about God, trouble goes. Days of trouble should be days of prayer. When problems get people praying, they do more good than harm. And here is one of the key thoughts that we're going to amplify on throughout this tape, that as a diamond cannot be polished without friction, so man cannot be perfected without troubles. Troubles are the tools by which God fashions us for better things.